Afternoon, everybody, and welcome to a special audio edition of Company Spotlight here at BIMCrunch.com. Now, today we'll be looking at the various BIM-related companies such as BIM Technologies, BIM Store, Campus, Space Architects, and BIMCrunch that comprise Space Group. Now, while specific companies may have more extensive editions of Company Spotlight in the future, today we'll provide an overview of each and how they came to be. Joining me to discuss Space Group is the company's CEO, Rob Charlton. Afternoon, Rob.
Good afternoon, Jack.
So, thanks for joining me today. Pretty excited to delve into Space Group and, you know, how everything started. So, to kick us off, let's talk about how Space Group really became Space Group. Talk about you first. Long before you were the CEO, and not too long before it was renamed Space Group, you joined the company. Can you tell me a little bit about how you became a part of Space Group and at the time Waring and Netts?
I did my year out at Space Group, which was at the time called Waring Netts, as you quite rightly say, and then I went away to another company and then came back and eventually became managing director at the time of the company. As we grew the business, I could see that to sustain ourselves long term we needed to have a broader offer, and Waring and Netts, whilst I'm very romantic about the whole idea of Waring and Netts as a business, and that is where the business started, it is very much got a feel of an architectural business, an architectural partnership. So we became Space Group, which has allowed us over the years to diversify our offer, diversify our geographies, and allowed us to be more sustainable over time. And we're constantly evolving as a business, and the term Space Group gives us that opportunity to look at different approaches, different services, ultimately all linked back into the built environment, but all looking to improve the built environment and make it better with our single purpose of making the world better, which is quite a major target, but that's seriously what we're about at Space Group.
Exactly. And it's nice to see that obviously you look back fondly on Waring and Netts, and the core values of that are probably still very much involved within space architecture, really.
Yeah, I think so. I knew Arnold Waring and Len Netts, to what you class as literary gentlemen, and those principles nearly 60 years ago since they set the business up, still here, still exist, but in a very, very different time, and the world has changed massively. We've very much gone from an analogue world to a digital world, and definitely different. I'm not necessarily, I'm a huge fan of the digital world, but I do think of the days when I used to put a letter in for typing and have to wait 3 days before it came back after the partners had all of their typing done. They were happy days, but progress is progress, and we have to move with times if we are going to develop as a business.
Yeah, right. Well, speaking of development, before Revit was even owned by Autodesk, you noticed the potential it could have on the architecture sector. Can you explain to listeners a little bit more about how Space Group's architectural wing came to implement BIM within the business?
The term BIM certainly didn't exist when we got involved with it. It was about 2000, the year 2000, and there was a few platforms out there which were looking at parametric design. I think it was AllPlan was one. Obviously, something like AutoCAD was already doing those sort of things. We saw a product called Revit, which we really liked, by a company called Revit Technologies, and we started discussions with them, and we bought our first license. The product probably wasn't ready for delivering projects then, but I think about 2001, 2002, Autodesk bought the business and really started investing in it, and by 2005, we were able to deliver our first building, and we've never looked back.
Brilliant. Now, fast forward a couple of years after that, Waring and Netts has rebranded Space Group. You said, it was just changing your offering and, you know, broadening on that. So, yeah, was there anything else behind the rebrand, do you think, or was it just, you know, a case of we just wanted to, you know, that to the name to express us evolving as a company?
It was very much about future-proofing the business, really, and making sure that we had the breadth of diversity that we wanted to achieve. At the time, it was very much about, we even had a construction business at the time, we had a facilities management business, so it gave us that breadth, and we've continued involved, and we will continue to evolve. But one thing that we know is that the market will not stand still, and if you look back 15 years what construction was like, it's changed massively since then, so it's given us that flexibility to evolve, and our vision is to set the pace in what we do, and if we are, we've got to have that ability to change into new offers that suit the market as it develops.
Let's discuss BIM Technologies, which has quickly risen to become one of Space Group's premier companies. When did you realise that there was an opening to create a BIM-related consultancy, and then you also realised that you had the staff to, you know, make the business plan a successful reality?
When we, Space Architects, started doing some, well, sort of got asking lots of questions about this technology that we were using, and we realised, though, if we went in as architects, people would have preconceptions of what an architect's role is. So really, all BIM Technologies is the same people with a different hat on going into businesses. So we always knew there was a need because we got asked for our input to support our partners and clients. So we changed effectively the name of what some of the people were called, as in Bronn being Space Architects, being BIM Technologies, and people were more comfortable with dealing with what was classed as a technology business. But the reality is it's the same people, same attitude, same skills, just slightly badged differently. I think that's just a great example of often how, unfortunately, in the construction industry, we pigeonhole people. Our focus is to deal on with collaboration, which is about shared project objectives. So we're keen just to make sure the project gets the right skills and approach that it needs.
Mm-hmm. Now, speaking of that, we'll go off topic a little bit. In regards to architecture itself, a lot of people are saying now that the role of the architect is very much changing, and you know, it's not what it used to be. But obviously, again, like, you know, Space Group, it's just, is the role of an architect, you think, just evolving to, you know, suit the needs of the industry a bit more? Just because, you know, someone's doing more BIM-related work, it doesn't mean they're still not an architect. It doesn't mean that they've evolved into a BIM consultant. Obviously, they can still be an architect, and they can be a BIM consultant, and they can be, you know, they can know about facilities management. They can do a lot of different stuff. It's just the name might have... The name won't change. I think just the roles are, you know, there's going to be more to the role of an architect.
I think, yeah, that's, we're definitely seeing that. And this is one of our challenges in the industry. We very much like to pigeonhole people. So I personally, I don't really mind either way if the title goes or stays. But I think blurring on the edges, we should be focused on what we do rather than what we're called. So certainly on my business card, whilst I've got the qualifications of an architect, you won't see architect on my business card. But I do know when I became an architect, I was very proud. So it's something to be very proud of. And I would never suggest that anybody in our business took that off the business card. And ultimately, it's something to be very proud of all those years. But interestingly, just last week, I did a session with a lot of the younger team members. And some of those were graduates who were just going through the journey of starting to become architects. And they acknowledged themselves, without any prompting from me, that they saw blurring around the edges of the role of the architect. And I think that... that's really encouraging. And if we can break some of those barriers down between builder, architect, engineer, client, whoever it is, interior designer, health and safety specialist, and we all focus on the project rather than our own individual roles necessarily, I think that's got to be positive for the industry. So I think we will see that change, and hopefully we can be far more collaborative in the future. And if the young people in our industry can do that, I'm sure we can make that change.
Well, a BIM process is definitely, you know, big... reason there was a lot much better collaboration, there's much better, you know, projects are more efficient now. So yeah, I definitely agree with that. Now we're back to BIM Technologies. There's 7 information managers now that are part of the team, and you are looking for more. What are you looking for in a candidate who would love to join BIM Technologies as part of the team and become an information manager?
To be honest, it's the same we have in any person that joins Space Group. We don't have any staff in Space Group. I can't stand the word staff. People just join the business as people, so what they are. The term staff suggests that they work for somebody. So we are trying to have a very flat structure. And the most important thing for me, anybody that joins anybody in Space Group, it's about attitude. We always say recruit for attitude, train for skills. So we, you know, people that join BIM Technologies want to be people that are passionate about what they do. They need to be full of energy, and they need to really be willing and robust to drive change.
Brilliant. So yeah, if you can make them the 7 people become an octagon, then step forward. On to BIMstore now, the original BIM object library. Now, BIMstore is essentially the iTunes for the building information modelling community. What makes BIMstore stand out from the rest of its competitors, do you think? Obviously, it is the original source. So, you know, the team not only create content as well, but it's a great hosting platform. It's a great, great promotional platform as well, isn't it? So what sets BIMstore apart from its competitors?
From BIMstore's point of view, I think the quality is very important and the consistency. We've got the biggest content creation team, certainly in the UK, dedicated just to BIMstore. We've got a team there that are passionate about what they do, and all of them are people that have worked in the industry, so they're architectural technologists, they're architects, so they know what specifiers want. So I think the most important thing about BIMstore is that the content gets used, so we make sure that it's developed in a way that specifiers want to use it. We're constantly evolving, we're always looking at new ideas, and we're always looking at new ways to make that content usable for the specifier. We very much focus on prescriptive specification as opposed to descriptive, so we're very keen to go on. We're not fans of generic content. We want people to specify as soon as possible and get the specifics into the model. So we are slightly different from some of the others out there, but I guess they would say the same. But I think our stats prove that. But yeah, I think good competition is very important, and I think our success is often driven by the competition in the marketplace. So I'm more than happy to have good competition in our marketplace.
Fair dues, that's a very respectable answer. And just remember, people, there is a BIM Bible.